Thanks for calling customer service. My name is Sadiqa Hamid.
Hi, yes. I signed up for a Home Depot Dyson vacuum cleaner.
And yes, ma'am.
For shipping, and I don't know what's going on, but it says thank you and good luck. Keep a lookout for our sponsors' emails and login credentials to the number one meal planning app. I didn't sign up for any meal planning. I don't want a meal plan. That's not what I did. I'm not going to pay for it.
Yes, ma'am. Basically, it got you in the term and agreement.
What?
And they got you when you did the terms and agreements and shake the box for it to say, okay.
I didn't check the box. I don't want it. I'm calling my bank.
That's fine, ma'am. I can help you.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
We're just a third-party call center. We just handle customer service. That's all I know.
Obviously, you need a lot of customer services because I didn't know that. I didn't ask for that. I didn't check an okay box.
Ma'am, I don't even know what that website even look like. Only thing I do is when customers call in and tell me that they need help with an account, that's what I do.
Okay, well, I'm just telling you, I didn't sign any approval for anything else. So,
first and last name, please.
Caryn.
Last name, please.
Davis.
Could you verify your address for me, please?
854 Hillcrest Drive, Nokomis, Florida, 34275.
Okay, ma'am. I'm getting this canceled for you, and I am getting your account voided.
So I'm going to presume I filled out the survey, and it was a bait and switch.
I basically do not know exactly what any of that looked like, ma'am. Only thing I know is when you call in and
you
tell me what.
I work.
We are a customer service call center. We have like hundreds of companies that we deal with. We don't know it. Only thing I tell you is I don't know what the website looked like, but if anybody called in, I can give them information on what is purchased or what has happened.
Okay, so what did I purchase?
Basically, you entered a contest to win the Dyson vacuum.
No, it said that I won it. It said that I won it. I only had to pay $5 for shipping.
Okay, ma'am. I did void that transaction. You are canceled.
So what did I pay for?
You basically, like I told you, I was trying to tell you, but you were telling me you did not do this. So I'm just saying, on here it said it's a contest entry for a Dyson vacuum. I understand what you're telling me. I'm just telling you exactly what this is. And in the terms and agreements, it also said for to be in this contest, they were enrolling you in a meal planning app called Bite Hub.
Well, that surely was not on the screen that I read, but okay, as long as I'm out of it, I'm not hooked to anything because I'm going to show this. If that charge comes through, I'm contesting it with the bank. Okay? So can you send me an email verifying that it's been canceled?
I can give you a cancellation number, ma'am.
Well, I would like it in writing because I would like to be able to show it to the bank.
Okay, well then, let me hold on for a minute so I can have the company to send this to you. Hold 1 minute.
Thank you very much.
I'm still getting this information to go to, so then they'll be able to email you with the confirmation number and everything. So please be patient with me, okay?
Okay. Mm. So are you listening? Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can hear you.
Okay, it says, I'm just going to tell you what it says, because this is definitely bait and switch. Answer and win a brand new Dyson vacuum. It doesn't say a chance to win. You have been chosen to participate in our loyalty program for free. It will take you only a minute to receive this fantastic prize. Get started now. It does not say anything about a chance to win. It doesn't say anything else like that. We would like to offer you a unique opportunity to receive this, to claim it. Take a short survey. Push the OK button. Start the survey.
Yes, ma'am. I understand.
Yeah. I mean, this is a bait and switch. It shows all the people that have won, and it told me I was the last one who could do it.
Okay, well, I do have
Okay, it says, see important terms and conditions regarding this survey website and advertising. Shipping cost, and that was what I paid for. $5 for shipping is clearly what it says that I'm showing. I'm just saying this is illegal to bait something in like that.
I understand. I just do not do anything that's online.
I understand that. I'm just letting you know why people are calling and complaining, you know? You know, when they tell me I'm paying $5 and it clearly says that, doesn't say I'm signing up for it. After you sign up, then you say, welcome to the meal plan. I didn't ask for a meal plan.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, I do have that sent over to the company. Yes, ma'am. And like I said, it was in the terms and agreements, but everything is taken care of. Your account has been canceled. No further charges will be charged to your account.
No further charges, not further charges. I want the $5 back.
What $5, ma'am? You called about the $5.50. The only charge that I have for you is the one for the bite hubs. That's all I have.
For the what?
Bite hubs. That's all I have. I don't have any charges for $5.
$5. I just paid $5 for shipping on the Dyson.
Ma'am, I'm telling you, I'm looking at this. I have no charge for $5.
What do you have a charge for?
$59.89.
For what?
Ma'am, you just said you did not want to. You said you did not want to be enrolled in Bite Hub. You just did it today. I said, okay, I will get you out of this.
I guess you don't understand. It said you have to pay $5 shipping, and that's when I put my credit card in.
But they did not charge you for, I don't know anything about the $5 I'm seeing on your account, that you have $59.89. Since it was the same day purchase, I did a same day order. I did void it out for the go right back. I do not have a thing for $5, ma'am.
Okay, but do you understand what I'm saying? When I filled out the paper and put my credit card in, it said I had to pay $5 for shipping.
Yes,
that's
ma'am.
What I thought was a $5 shipping, not $59. It wasn't until the transaction went through and it said you'll be hearing from our customer service for whatever this plan is. Okay, so I've contested it. I want an email. I don't need any damn food sent to my house. Don't want it. Not what I asked for.
Yes, ma'am. I understand that. That's why I said that you told me that you didn't want it. I did cancel the order. You just did the purchase, the entry today. I did void it out for it to go back to your account. And like I said, no further charges will be coming out for your account.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. You have a great day.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I am just so frustrated.
Is there anything else I can help you with, ma'am?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was texting somebody. I'm sorry. I thought you had hung up.
No, ma'am.